time is 7 after the hour. Please join us for another hour of conversation, enlightenment, advice, and just kind of silly stuff. Hopefully put all these things together. What do we have? Bippity boppity boo!
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 Boo! Or as opposed to, Charlotte says boof. She's a boofer. I have a little cape for her. It says on Miss Buffer. Boofer. Miss Buffer. The boofer. There's Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden and the Boomer Broads are here. Janet and Anne Marie are here full of venom.
Questions. We have questions for the boys.
Question for the boys. Yes, please.
What makes men so stupid?
Well,
women.
Somebody, right.
Good answer.
That's it. And then that's followed shortly thereafter by having a problem with their own egos, reality, any number of things. The discussion about Anthony Weiner and his overzealous, egotistical, narcissistic reality, which is all about.
Guy,
I don't feel sorry for him at all.
He is born into trouble with that last name.
Yeah, could have changed his name to. He could have changed his last name to Dog.
I mean, what? It's not just him though. It's all of them. What makes them so?
It wasn't just them. It's the guy from France that ran the IMF.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
People in power want more power. Men. Now, the thing that I'm having a little bit of a problem with, although I have no use for these guys whatsoever, the women, however, who are participants in these things. If they're willing participants, it's one thing. If they're not willing, then certainly that's a bad thing. But there always are, and I'm not, this doesn't justify it, doesn't make it right, but we always seem to focus on the men, and that's appropriate. But there are women now. As women have become more powerful, more engaged in things, they have become more demonstrative and more demanding and more interested in playing these same kind of games.
But we've gotten on our website, the Boomer Broads website, we've gotten a lot of, because we speak on this subject.
You have a blog, you have a sort of video blog, right?
Yeah, we have a video blog on Facebook.
Boomerbroads.com.
The Boomer Broads.
But the Boomer Broads.
A lot of men wrote back, and a lot of women saying, but what about the women? You know what? Power is intoxicating. So, I do understand, and I'll be honest with you, I struggled with this when I was married. My husband was a network correspondent, and I saw the reaction of, girls, 23, 24-year-old girls to this network correspondent coming on to them.
Yippee!
And it's intoxicating. Woo! But what is it about the men? And I don't think it's a particularly new phenomenon, actually. It's just got.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like it's always the man and it's always his fault.
Well, you don't hear much
tango,
about
baby.
The women. You don't hear much, do you, about a powerful woman?
It depends
woman.
On who it is. Well, but I want to hear more about those women. Why don't
we
hear more about
them? It's interesting what you hear about when it comes to things like the female school teacher who sleeps with her 16-year-old student.
Or who marries her 15-year-old student.
You'll hear about that, but you don't hear a lot of female politicians, female athletes.
There's some great stories, but why? Here's the question. Hold on. Yeah, I want to know. Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer, the two senators from California, have stories that are legion about their exploits in San Francisco and Los Angeles as they came up the ladder, the power ladder. Why aren't there more
Wait. What do you mean by exploits? What
I mean
exploits?
Sexual conquests.
Ugh.
Sexual.
The
stories of Barbara Boxer in the rooms at the San Francisco City Hall and what she. I mean, they're not a secret.
Their employees? Or?
I don't know who they were doing it with, but they were doing it in all kinds of interesting ways.
It's all wrong. It's all stupid. It's all narcissistic. It's all power. It's all wrong. But it's the preponderance.
So then why do these people run? Is this another extension, if you'll pardon the pun, of their need to control? That's what it is. That's why they run. They're not. Yeah, it's all about sex. People who run for political office, high political office, it's all about sex.
I tend to agree with you.
Power is about sex.
Yes.
The ultimate power conquest is sexual. The other things, so what does that tell you about Barack Obama? What does it tell you about Joe Biden? What does it tell you about Hillary Clinton? What does it tell you about Bill Clinton? We know.
In what way?
Do you think it's the same for women as it is?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I do.
Ladies, I think it's more. I don't know.
You think power equals sexual lust for women?
I think we go after men who are powerful, but I don't know that if when we score power, we're like, yeah, let's go out and tweet pictures of our hoo-hoo to people.
Right. That's just not in our repertoire. But I agree with Jennifer that we are attracted to power, which is why so many women fall into the trap of the Schwarzeneggers and the Wieners. And we like to, I guess,
But what about the men who are aggressively sought by an attractive and or powerful woman? I would tell you, if some woman who was like that came after me, I'd be paying attention to her.
Hold on. This is the sub-story. This is not the main story. The main story is most of the time, 90% of the time, it's men. Come on.
90% of the time, the reports are of men.
So are women just hiding things and men are just dumber?
I don't know if it has to do with dumb. I think it has to do with the mores of society.
I think it's dumb. Weeding your underwear? I mean, women are not that stupid.
No, but men go into that weird hunter-gatherer, I am caveman thing. That's why the guy's chasing the woman down the hall.
Yeah.
And that's why he's taking pictures of himself. Women who are smart enough don't fall into those traps.
Yeah, and women do this all the time. You know, Vanessa Hudgens, and in the teen reality, in the teen world, this is rampant. Between men and women, boys and girls,
But that's all stupidity. I mean, that's all stupidity.
I don't know what you're saying, Rich. What are you saying?
Sexting among teens,
both sexes.
Yeah. We have it in
out
us.
Of control.
That's what it is.
But women that are smart enough to get into that power position, because let's be honest, it takes women longer and they have to work harder to get into the same power positions that men do.
Yeah, I just think women think about it before they actually
because
do something.
Because it took us so long to get there, we're not going to throw it
all away.
What's
the thing about
it? Yeah.
those little snide remarks on the side were very inevitable. I was waiting how long. Actually, I was surprised it took you.
Calm down, will you please? Just calm down. Boomer Broads, Janet and Anne Marie are here with Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and me. We're going to get everybody doused down with a little cold water, and then we'll continue here. 14 after on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, EICO.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When I hear that, I want to go, oh, McDonald, head of firm, EIEIO. All right, 16, 17, half the hour. The Boomer Broads are here. Janet and Anne-Marie, we're talking about the what has now become trite. The story itself is what's trite. The activity is not. And the focus is, I believe, one-sided in the coverage of this. Doesn't take away from the dastardliness of these activities and the way that these men take advantage of their power, their positions, and how they completely lose. Yeah, I think you can tell people pretty well by watching them. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm pretty good at listening to people or watching people and being able to tell you pretty quickly what they're all about. And this snarky, smarmy, snooty, snotty way that Wiener has presented himself over the years, he deserves all of
yes.
this stuff.
Yes.
He deserves it. And I'm really
Wiener
surprised
Day,
that Rachel Maddow, who is somebody that I actually like, we can like people and not necessarily agree with everything
yeah.
that comes
mm-hmm.
out of their mouths. I have great admiration for her intellect and for her poise and the way she presents things. She is so wrong. She's been all over this guy trying to make it look like it was a Republican thing, and they were out to get him. And, you know, that's in this circumstance, that was extraordinarily poor judgment.
I'm surprised by that, considering that we just had a Schwarzenegger situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you got this is nonpartisan.
Yeah,
this
it is
a gender thing
right.
more than
I was
right.
watching
party.
Chris Matthews yesterday. It was just he was all over the guy. What yeah. just calling him every name in the book.
Well, he ought
dumb.
To be. He's a, yeah. he's a no good user. That's what he is. Wiener.
You think he should step down?
But no, you know, it would be better for him to get his butt beaten in the next election rather than quitting now
yeah.
and running yeah. away like a coward. Stand up and
you know,
or decide you're not going to run again or something like that. But
I thought it was amazing was that there's actually a code of conduct for Congress, you know, that we shall not act in any way unbefitting a House member. And I thought, what a joke.
Yeah.
What an absolute joke that there is actually a code of conduct. And
that nobody listens to.
Nobody.
Yeah. Well, it just shows you we're back to the same stuff, the black boxes in cars. Nobody's paying attention to anybody. It's time for us to say no. This is it. This is the time in the history of our country when we say no. And it's the arrogance of whether they're bureaucrats and they tell you this is it, you don't like it, that's too bad. These are the rules we made up for ourselves.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, hey, that's too bad.
How about the fact that, you know, here we are, everybody, this is a tough time. Everybody's struggling. And you have these guys coming up with these black boxes they're going to put in your cars so that they can trace your every move while they're out there tweeting and sexting with every, you know,
yeah.
Sarah, whatever.
Anybody that comes along.
Yeah, that
yeah.
they can.
Yeah, yeah. We're sick of it.
I was just trying to understand it, honestly. When we started this subject, you know, when we first came on 20 minutes ago, my question to the men was, please help me understand it beyond obscene narcissism, because I don't get it.
There's nothing more. That's
power.
It.
Throwing it all away.
You've explained it, yeah. Right, yeah. He's lost everything. What law firm would hire him now,
right.
or what lobbying group would hire him? He's a joke.
Didn't we say that about Elliot Spitzer? He's doing okay.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it is. Maybe it's a way to climb up
we
the
forget.
Ladder.
Yeah,
the two
America
of them together.
Forget.
That would be nice. I think the two of them belong to each other. All right, ladies.
All right.
The Boomer
Thanks,
Broads
everyone.
Here. Janet and Anne-Marie, thank you. 21 after. Food for thought on good day.
My baloney has a second name. It's N-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down found the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
It's not unusual to have fun with anyone, but when I see you hanging about with anyone,
birthday time,
it's not unusual to see me cry.
Big voice, speak about Wienergate. Guys used to stick a sock in his pants. And the women would pay more attention to him. I told the story any number
just
of times.
Whenever, warm.
Yeah, whenever his name comes up and his songs come up, I always tell the story about the theater in the round in Framingham. Remember when I was still working for the radio station here, which was 30 years ago or more, the summer concert series had him and Engelbert Humperdinck and Johnny Mathis and all those names that were big. And he showed up, and there were probably 5,400 people there. I always thought, I suspected this was part of the act. Some woman who was huge came running down the aisle, and she took her bra off. And before the police could catch her, she was up at the stage flinging her bra at him and just slowly buttoning her blouse back up as she turned around and was escorted away by the two police who were not looking at the ground when they were holding onto her arm, I'll tell you that. So I remember that like it was yesterday. Funny, funny stuff. Thomas Jones Woodward, Grammy Award-winning singer, best new artist in 1965, as a matter of fact. This was his first big hit, It's Not Unusual, followed by She's a Lady, What's New Pussycat, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, Without Love, Delilah. By the way, see the story about Delilah, the radio person? Some guy had been stalking her, found her house out in the woods in Oregon, and was chasing her around.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Good God. Anyway,
men.
Up next, yeah, men. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Ken Osmond, who is Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver, 68 today.
Might I say Cleaver? You're looking lovely, Mrs. Cleaver?
That's right.
All right, so he's 68, Wednesday, 1943. Up next, another Liam Neeson tribute, this one as he played Qui-Gon Jinn. Is that how you pronounce the name?
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah, that too. In Star Wars. He was in the Phantom Menace. Happy birthday to him. We've acknowledged Prince already today as well. Maybe I'm just like my father. Prince Rogers Nelson is his name. Born in the state 1958. Also spent some time as the artist previously known as Prince.
That's right. And then spent some time as the artist known as Nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Just a symbol, remember?
Just a symbol, yeah.
I remember seeing him in those chaps with his bare butt hanging out. Didn't do anything for me, but probably Roberta was excited when she saw it.
Yeah, really?
I Want to Be Your Lover When Doves Cry is my favorite song of his. I love that. Love
what about that. Raspberry Beret? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sexy MF. Great song.
All right, let's see here. Next up is Eric Kretz, who is the drummer for the Stone Temple Pilots.
Love this band.
45 today. Chris Martin, the actor, his birthday is today. Born in the state 1972. Not Chris Martin, Isn't that the name of the of Gwyneth Paltrow's husband? That is
yes.
Brent Coldplay. Coldplay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same guy.
No.
I guess it's a different guy.
Right. All right, let's see here. David Navarro.
A lot of rockers today.
Guitarist in the Red Hot. Chili Peppers, 44 today.
He also had that reality music show with NXS a couple of years ago.
Oh, Finding the Next Star.
Yeah.
Born this day, 1967, Mr. Navarro. It's under the bridge here. Helen Baxendale, Ross's second wife, Emily, on Friends. Who remembers this?
Deep into the birthdays.
I know.
Who cares about this? Cassidy Ray, an actress of Melrose
Place. Zookeeper number one. In a...
That's good.
Going deep, baby. Going deep.
All right, Michael Cera, who is Michael in Arrested Development.
What a guy.
And Anna Kournikova's birthday is today.
Ooh,
tennis champ, born in the state.
She's going to be on The Biggest Loser.
81. How's she going to? Oh, she's going to be the trainer.
She's going to be a new trainer for Jillian. Yeah.
A cup of coffee or tea always sounds good, but for caregivers, an Alzheimer's cafe offers much more than a cup of joe. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The idea started in the Netherlands and now has spread to Great Britain and one or two places in the U.S. and Canada. Anyone can come to an Alzheimer's cafe. These informal free meetings offer a break to both patients and their loved ones. Often there's music to keep wandering attention spans occupied, and sometimes participants make a small book of pictures to help patients remember significant memories. Caregivers discuss issues with others dealing with this devastating illness and get advice. The first Alzheimer's Cafe in the U.S. started in Santa Fe a few years ago. Participants meet monthly. If you want to start one in your area, check our website for a how-to manual. It's easier when people meet over a warm beverage and a brief chat in a supportive atmosphere. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread its message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plant, S-K-Y-D-D.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
He saw a shiny penny on the floor.
I had to answer something quickly. All right. So our focus on the mandatory black boxes in your car. Check out the story at DougStephan.com. Disgusting. The reality that
comment on it, too,
there.
At Facebook, by the way.
Right. And what are you getting for comments so far, Jen?
Why would you ask me that right now, Dougie?
Because I'm...
You keep talking. You keep juggling.
I cannot believe that they would do this. Yeah. If, in fact, it does come to pass, then the government does decide that they will require that black boxes be installed in every single new car. What do you think that would do to the new car sales? They're trying to bring new car sales back. Oh, yeah.
Of course it would
really?
Matter.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think my family, who's in the used car business, will be happy and
millionaires,
and maybe even vote for him.
Yeah.
William
which
Wilson on our Facebook page brought up an interesting point. Do you think this is a way for them to tax all the miles that we drive?
Yes.
Yep. It's another good
Isn't
way.
Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely.
Yep. Didn't think of
you
that.
Think so,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was mentioned in an article I read about it yesterday.
So, Roberta, you vote for this guy again and don't bother showing up in the program anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say then.
All of a sudden, this show has become a communist little dictatorship.
Right. That's right. Elizabeth Ward Green said that she can't believe what's going on, and she thinks that they're going to put chips in all of us.
So why are we going to let them?
In our heads?
Yeah.
Why are we letting them? Are we in that sad of shape?
In our bodies.
How are we letting them do it? How do you let them do this?
I don't think we know how to revolt anymore.
Why?
I mean,
well, because
weird.
We've been put to sleep by
we've
all this electronic gadgetry around us. We become zombies. Zombies. And here's another example, another story from today's show at DougStephan.com. Video cameras and wireless technology getting so small. There's a new pair of sunglasses developed by Zion Eyes in Seattle. Pair of sunglasses with an embedded video camera that will record everything that you do, everything that you see.
Safe.
Transmitting it to social media sites.
You just answered your last question.
Good crime.
Why do we do all of this stuff? The reason we do all of this stuff is because we love the convenience that gadgets bring us.
What's their convenience? What's convenient about having a camera developed in your video?
We want to be able to walk with one device in our hand or our pocket that can take pictures of our family, videos of our family.
Then you get what you deserve.
Can carry our whole music
library. The destruction of this country is afoot.
Can be in contact with anybody in our family or work at any given moment.
Right.
And when that same technology is now able to give somebody else the ability to do something we don't like, we go, we don't want this. And then they say, okay, let's get rid of it. But you don't want to get rid of it because you like it.
Yep. Okay. So we're done. I guess I'll maybe do this program someplace else.
Like where? China, where they make all the
Switzerland.
Stuff?
Switzerland. Yeah. They're neutral there.
Switzerland, yeah.
Switzerland, where they happily give up all of their rights for the government.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to Switzerland. New Zealand, maybe.
Name a place. New Zealand.
Yeah. Chinese are taking that over.
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting on the first spaceship to Mars, then.
You'd need technology to get there. It's the same technology. You don't think they're going to be able to watch you on Mars? You'd be the only guy there.
Well, that'd be something to see, then. But you think I'm going to go up there? The only guy we should send there is Wiener with his Wiener, and then he can be up there all by himself. Did you see the story
about...
There's
a better planet for him.
there's a story floating around of a house that somebody... That NASA doesn't want to talk about. I just saw this post. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can find it. There's a story. Let me do something else, and I'll find it. I just came across it a little while ago, and I didn't post it. Renting a grandmother.
Oh,
I've lost mine. I can rent
the story of Margarita Rivers.
Yeah.
Aww.
Rent a grandma.
Who has started a business.
Rent a nonna.
To rent grandmothers.
That is the cutest thing ever.
A Los Angeles company called Rent a Grandma, capitalizing on grandmothers' experience, hiring them for child care, and thinking about franchising it. Rent a grandma.
Oh. So it's not like, hey, grandma, knit me up some mittens, please.
No, this is a, this is maybe going a little too far.
Make me some nice homemade cookies, grandma.
Women in their late 50s do not text or tweet while they are watching your children. Ah, there it is, right down to the nitty gritty.
That's true.
Teenage babysitters are paying no attention to your children.
That's true.
They are texting, tweeting, talking to their boyfriends. This is the replacement. This is experience.
That's
this
true.
Makes sense. Can you get a grandmother to work for? How much do you pay babysitters now an hour?
$8. $10, right?
$10.
Yeah.
$10 in New York. Try 20.
What?
Wow.
I can get the 13-year-old girl in there, or the 14-year-old girl next door to do it for $6 or $7. But that's I'm lucky.
You're kidding.
You go out for a date to the movie and dinner and a movie. Movie costs you $30. Dinner costs you $50. And the babysitter costs you about $50.
That's why the closet method works so much better.
Yeah. I'm with you.
There's something to this, but it may not be the way it's presented. Maybe if you're an older woman and you're looking for in some kind of income.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
You put it out on the local blogs in your town or whatever it is and say, I'm available.
It's all under the table.
Yeah.
So it's like making $13, $14 an hour.
In L.A., the average...
There's also household staff.
Well, here's what they're renting the grandmas for.
Household nannies,
yeah.
The original idea of doing this is a Los Angeles-based little company, and they charge $16 an hour. And then the women are hired as, freelancers, what they call those who don't pay. They're at-will workers or something, whatever it is that they call. Undocumented, is that, whatever.
No,
undocumented workers.
But what is it that they call somebody who works?
Contract workers.
Contract workers, thank you. So they pay them the $16 an hour. This company gets $3 an hour, and they keep $13 an hour. It's all right, under the circumstances. Right? You work 8 hours, 8-10 hours, $100 or more.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good deal. But you're getting better, I think you're getting better coverage, better protection. I know a lot of, as a matter of fact, Tony would have been great at this had she wanted to do it. You find somebody who could be, maybe let's say a former teacher. Wouldn't you rather have a former teacher around your children?
Yeah, to help them with their homework and stuff, sure.
Yeah, but she's going to make $40 an hour.
Well,
we've looked into like these tutors to help, you know, keep Sean's reading abilities up during the summer.
Yeah.
Oof.
How much?
Ah. Hey, this one camp.
Sounds like somebody's tickling you.
This one camp for 3 days for 1 week for 2 hours a day. They wanted $300.
A week?
For 6 hours,
oh, yeah.
Basically.
Wow. Uh-huh. Glad to know.
And that was at the George Mason College. $60 a week for Victoria's tutoring.
Really?
I have an idea. I'm not smart enough to tutor Victoria, but I could come out and work with Sean for the summer, Rich.
Come on.
You can pay me.
Bring it. You're hired. You can read.
So the average franchise at the moment for Rent-A-Grandma is $23,000.
Wow.
Where they have them. There's one in El Paso.
That's
apparently
not a lot for a franchise.
Or a couple
That's
places
not a lot.
In Texas. No, but you haven't got any notoriety yet. You haven't got any push behind it. All right. Here's a way to get some push. The Captain Email way to great marketing, a tool that cuts through all the media chatter. Text your message marketing, and this is the way to do it. a free lesson, free trial. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131, Doug, to short code 313131, and see how quickly you can deliver a message directly to your clients just by testing this out. It's very cool and very valuable. It's a great tool to promote your business and or yourself. For a free trial, text Doug to 313131.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4150 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4150.
One of life's greatest joys is becoming a parent. But it doesn't always happen overnight, even with careful planning. There are resources to help couples conceive, such as over-the-counter tests to pinpoint ovulation, a critical element to conception. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Yale University, has more.
Every woman's body is unique, so it's important to understand your body's cycle. First Response brand digital ovulation test tracks your ovulation based on your personal and unique LH hormone levels, making it possible to know your cycle and to determine the best time to try to conceive. First Response brand digital ovulation test has enhanced technology that remembers monitors your LH hormone levels and reads your own unique surge.
The First Response digital ovulation test is over 99% accurate at detecting the LH surge in laboratory studies. For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and I with our focus now on the video of the day at DougSteffens.com. This is what I was talking about a few minutes ago, and I couldn't been closer. It would have snapped me. A man using Google Mars, there's Google Earth, and there's Google Mars, has discovered something pretty unusual. Something looks like a small building or maybe a base. There's audio here, Richie. Why don't we play it explaining what this man is looking at? But for all, you know, by all means, check it out. Video of the day at DougSteffens.com.
This is a video of something that I discovered on Google Mars quite by accident. I call it Biostation Alpha because, well, I'm just assuming that something's living in it or has lived in it or is going to be living in it. It's very unusual in that it's quite large. It's over 700 feet long and 150 feet wide. It looks like it's a cylinder or made up of cylinders, cylinder shapes. It could be a power station, or it could be a biological containment, or it could be a glorified garage. Hope it's not a weapon. Whoever put it up there had a purpose, I'm sure. I couldn't imagine...
His voice is creepy.
...what the purpose was. I couldn't imagine why anybody would want to live on Mars. Could be just a way station. Just a place for weary space travelers. They don't have to come to Earth. It could also belong to NASA.
NASA didn't want to talk about it, by the way. NASA wants nothing. They don't want to talk about it. They will not discuss it. So,
you can going up there.
Sort of tune into this at DougSteffens.com.
Actually, you can't.
Oh, right. It was taken down.
I just went to it, and for some unknown, mysterious reason, it's no longer there. It was taken down.
All right. You want to know something else that's kind of spooky?
What's that?
Story at DougSteffens.com today about archaeologists stumbling onto a tomb that was sealed 400 years ago.
Ooh. Yeah, this is weird.
The problem is they found a Swiss watch in it that's only 100 years old.
No.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I
was just reading it during the break. Is this weird?
Ming Dynasty grave in southern China. And the occupant's funeral was held 400 years ago. And the timepiece is 100 years old.
Whoa.
Right, exactly.
How do you figure that one out?
They don't. This is... The thing was like 16, goes back to 1640s is when this guy...
And it was sealed.
Sealed up.
But
so
even then, let's say
maybe the same guy
sealed.
That did the glass trick, the Chinese glass trick.
Yeah,
he
threw his watch in there.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't sealed, who would open the grave, put a watch in, and then not take anything else?
That's creepy in itself.
Yeah.
Nobody would just put something in there.
Creepy, creepy. Can you say creepy?
They would find it.
Creepy,
take
creepy,
it.
Creepy,
claim it.
Creepy,
make money
creepy.
On it.
It's creepy.
It's very creepy.
It is. A lot of this could cool stuff, creepy stuff. Check it all out at DougSteffens.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
51 past the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
An incredible news conference that boils down to this. A congressman admits that he lied. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. His name is Anthony Weiner, Democratic congressman who represents sections of Brooklyn and Queens, two of the boroughs of New York City. Over the past week, Congressman Weiner has been dealing with a distraction, a lewd photo purportedly of him sent to a young woman in Washington State via Twitter. Weiner had maintained he did not send that photo, that his account had been hacked. But then, yesterday...
Last Friday night, I tweeted a photograph of myself that I intended to send as a direct message as part of a joke to a woman in Seattle. Once I realized I had posted it to Twitter, I panicked. I took it down and said that I had been hacked.
Congressman Weiner confessing that all his denials had been lies to cover up the embarrassment of what he had done, and he did provide more details about other things he had done and with whom.
I've exchanged messages and photos of an explicit nature with about six women over the last 3 years.
Congressman Weiner was married last summer, so this time period includes some of his marriage. In speaking about his wife, Weiner became emotional.
I apologize to my wife and our family, as well as to our friends and supporters. I'm deeply ashamed of my terrible judgment and actions.
As for his immediate political career,
I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning.
At least for now. Here's the political fallout from Weiner's Democratic colleagues. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is calling for an ethics inquiry to determine whether any official resources were used or any other violation of House rules occurred. Weiner's saying he'll cooperate fully with the investigation. And what about the voters? If Weiner does not resign, he has 17 months to repair the damage until the next election. But what are the voters saying now? Well, here's one of them from Weiner's district sharing her thoughts.
I don't know what these politicians are thinking. I mean, if he should resign, then everybody should resign. They're all doing bad things.
This story is not over by a long shot. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Captain Napkin. This is our calling, fellow napkins, to wipe smoky Quiznos barbecue sauce from proud chins, protect khaki laps from pieces of slow-roasted pork, and tidy up the scraps of toasty genius. Who's with me? Yeah!
Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Toasty. For a limited time only at participating locations.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow lost 61 points yesterday, closing at 12,090. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices fell back under $100 a barrel, dropping $1.21 to $99.01. A large wildfire still raging out of control in eastern Arizona. The Wallow Fire has grown considerably over the past 24 hours, with high winds continuing to fan the flames. Smoke from the blaze now affecting parts of New Mexico, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, even Iowa. More than 230,000 acres have been charred. Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveiled iCloud yesterday in San Francisco. iCloud will enable people who purchase songs on iTunes to re-download the songs to any Apple device. The service will also store pictures, documents, and emails, something else that will distract my teenage daughter at the dinner table. Greg. Scoreboard, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, a lopsided victory for the Bruins, 8-1 over the Canucks in Boston last night. Vancouver still leads the best of 7, 2-1, with Game 4 in Boston tomorrow night. And finally, fair to say we have a fascination with snakes.
Yikes! A rattler.
Occasionally, a snake shows up where you don't expect it to. A recent example, the Letourneau family in York, Pennsylvania, made a disturbing discovery in their bathroom last Wednesday morning, and yes, it did involve this. The toilet had overflowed early Wednesday. Cindy Letourneau said her husband had already left for work, so she tried to fix it herself. While working on the commode, Cindy says she saw the reptile slither its way out of the bowl. She ran from the room, called 911, and a plumber. Wonder if the plumber realized that snaking the toilet was a literal term here. Anyway, no one was able to find the snake, which remains on the loose. Cindy says she's worried the snake will pop up somewhere else, maybe in another bathroom. Won't be long before Cindy Letourneau starts sounding like Samuel L. Jackson.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these snakes on this
toilet this time, Samuel. Toilet, not a plane. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.